Hello and welcome to another episode of Keeping It Real, the only podcast made by Chicago real estate brokers for brokers not just in Chicago, all over the country, as I've now expanded our tagline. This is our monthly Investor Insight episode with Bree Schmidt. Let me tell you a little bit about Bree if you're not familiar. Bree acquired her first investment property in 2011, left the corporate world in 2014 when she became a full-time real estate investor. She is the managing broker of Second City Real Estate, which is a full service brokerage, working with new investors and seasoned investors looking to expand their knowledge of the industry and their investment portfolio. Bree utilizes her extensive knowledge of building and managing a portfolio to teach clients about all aspects of buy and hold investing. Bree teaches you how to analyze properties, how to calculate ROI, best practices with marketing and leasing your rental properties, and how to be a landlord and build a portfolio. She is also the co-founder of the Midwest Real Estate Networking Summit, which is a nonprofit educational summit for real estate investors. It's a three-day annual event providing all sorts of knowledge to new and experienced investors with tools and connections already necessary to build a real estate business. So all of our listeners should check out this her website, which is MidwestREsummit.com. Again, MidwestREsummit.com. The next summit she has coming up is June 1st and 2nd. And use, for all of our listeners, you get a discount if you sign up, which use the code REAL, R-E-A-L. And everyone should attend. This is a very big deal summit, and everyone I know that's ever been raves about it. So again, MidwestREsummit.com. But welcome to the show, Bree.
Thanks for having me.
We're excited to have you. And by the way, if anyone who is listening is not familiar with Bigger Pockets, Bree is like the queen of Bigger Pockets. It's basically an online, well, it's a lot of things, but at its core, it's an online forum for investors to talk and get support. And Bree is very, very prominent there, among a lot of other places too. But if anyone's a Bigger Pockets fan, they probably recognize your name. So what would you like, what's going on? What should we talk about today?
Well, I want to talk about, because it's funny, this just happened yesterday. I got a messenger, someone had messaged me on Facebook Messenger and just asked me this question of, how do I become an investor? Mm-hmm. And my response was, I mean, that's like me trying to explain how you fly a plane, right? It's a very complex answer to give, and there's so many different avenues. So I thought that'd be an interesting topic to discuss today, is really like, you know, hey, if you're an agent, I know a lot of agents, you know, talk about they want to get into investing, or they want to learn about investing so that they can help and expand their client base. What resources can you use? So I think first people need to understand that there's not one way of being an investor. There's actually multiple different little buckets, we'll call them, of investing.
Sure.
You know, either you're a flipper, people are do what we call note buying, people are wholesalers, buy and hold investors, there's syndicators, there's a lot of different avenues of real estate. So when a client comes to me first and says, you know, hey, I want to learn how to be an investor, my response is, great, let's talk through, you know, what's your area of interest, right? Do you want to physically like be, you know, fixing up properties, or do you want to be completely passive and just get a check every month? There's a wide range of this spectrum, right, to figure out, you know, what's the path for you. I think most people, at least in the Chicago market that I've dealt with, though, tend to want to be in the buy and hold space,
sure, right?
Which is a strategy of, you know, you buy a property, you rent it out, and over time you collect the rents every month that generates a profit, and then you sell it for a profit down the road, right? That's pretty much what we call it the slow, boring way to building wealth.
Right.
It's not very exciting, but that's what most people tend to do. So that's what
And we talked last time about house hacking, which, correct, is a version of this or a subset of this, is where you actually live in one of the units. And I'd say, you know, for everyone who's listening, who the vast majority of them are brokers, you know, if you aren't that familiar with the investment world, whether it's buy and hold or flipping or one of the other many ways you can invest in real estate, you know, you're really missing a huge opportunity to service another section of the market. So that's what these episodes are about. So this is a perfect topic, because even seasoned brokers might not necessarily know that much about working with investors,
correct,
or investing themselves.
So I think first people need to identify, you know, what kind of area of real estate they're looking to get into. A great way, if you don't know, and you're not really sure what way to get into, as you mentioned, Bigger Pockets. Bigger Pockets is a It's a real estate forum. I believe there's over 1 million different members across the world and talk about all yes. different kinds of topics. It's a, you know, again, it's an open forum. It's a place where people can go and ask questions and receive answers, and then get other people's opinion on investing. So if you really like have no idea about what area you want to go in, that's where I would start. I would start with setting up alerts and start reading about people's experiences. Maybe spend a month or two figuring that part out of things. But it's definitely a place to get involved with, whether you're, you know, just starting out or an experienced investor. It's free networking. I've met, you know, I've actually met four of my business partners through that website, just through, you know, through being involved with the community, answering people's questions. You know, it sparks up conversations. And it's always a learning experience. You know, even I've been doing this for 8 years now, I'm still learning every day that I'm on Bigger Pockets. There's always something new that you didn't know about, or a new strategy that you didn't really know about. Right. One of the things I'm considering doing is getting into like rent to own. Right. That's something else that is a strategy that's unfamiliar to me that I'm learning about currently on Bigger Pockets. Right.
Wow. Yeah. So if everyone is interested, it's probably the best continual education source. So biggerpockets.com. It's not expensive. It's absolutely worth. And they have podcasts and books and all sorts of other resources too.
Correct. Yeah. That was my next suggestion. Once you've kind of figured out, you know, like, hey, I want to physically be at the properties flipping them. Then there's resources that they have, books as well, podcasts that can help you learn more about that direction. So I know they've got a book on like how to estimate rehab costs, right?
Right.
On the buy and hold world, they've also got books on, you know, how to generate profits through rental properties. A bunch of podcasts on that too. Note buying. They've got a book on note buying. They've got a book on raising capital, all written by actual investors who are involved with the website. So actually we have, two book authors that are speaking at the summit this year. We've got the book on, Matt Faircloth, who wrote the book on raising capital, and David Horn, who wrote the book on investing in notes, are coming this year to speak at our summit event. To share their knowledge and experience with it. But one of the things that really attracted me to that site in the first place was there's no selling, right? No one is out there selling their get rich quick agenda.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. And by the way, Bigger Pockets, the moderators keep that very clean so that nobody is allowed to go on there and pitch, even brokers. If a broker goes, hey, by the way, if anyone doesn't have their license and like, you're not allowed to do that either. So they keep it very, very clean, which is nice.
It's different, right? It's definitely different than I said. In this world of real estate investing, especially the real estate investing world, you'll see a lot of what we call gurus.
Right.
You know, I hear them on the radio all the time. Like, they're coming to Chicago, you know, and it's a free 1 day event. And then they're going to sell you on like their $40,000 program to get rich quick in real estate. And you've got to pay that money to learn their secrets. The reality is there is no secrets. You know, there's no secrets in this business. It just takes a lot more work than people think. And people are just trying to get maybe the shortcuts into things and think that paying those costs can get them there. And the reality is it's nothing that is special or different than anyone else can do. So yeah, I said, I'd definitely start with Bigger Pockets, get involved with the community. I think also people don't realize there's a whole world of investors. There's a bunch of different, we call them RIAs. The Real Estate Investment Associations.
Right.
There's the Lake County RIA. There's the Chicago RIA. There's the Chicago Area RIA. There's the Chicago Creative Investors Association. There's a bunch of even smaller meetups that happen. So off the top of my head, I know of at least 10 a month that go out throughout the Chicago area, city and suburbs.
Yeah, and those are all, most all of those are promoted or at least mentioned on Bigger Pockets as well. So, you know, they have a Correct. Huge directory of that stuff.
Yep. If you go on the website, I believe on the top is a network link. And if you go under there, there's a link for events. You can search by zip code. But that would also be one way. The events are structured differently. Everyone runs their own events differently. Some have speakers. Some are more geared towards networking. Find an event or two that fits into what you are looking for or what you want to learn about. But I think you'll see in the investor community, like I said, everyone's got a very pay it forward mentality. So attending these events and being able to speak with other investors about how they got started, most people are very willing to share their experiences, and most people are very willing to share their mistakes as well.
Right.
So that's how I learned personally was, you know, so when I found BiggerPockets, I had already owned 3 investment properties. But I had no idea. Like, I just kind of did my own thing. I didn't run numbers. I didn't project expenses. I just bought properties that made sense and that I liked. And that was my strategy. Luckily, I didn't get burned, but I very well could have, because I definitely went about it the wrong way. And then being exposed to this sort of community locally as well has been incredibly beneficial. Even now, I'm renovating a house. I just bought a house last week that I'm renovating. And I've been lucky enough to have friends that are developers and builders and flippers. You know, I'm like, I just can send a text message. Hey, I need a window guy. Hey, I need a landscaping guy. Those are all relationships that I've built throughout the years through these meetup events throughout the entire Chicagoland area. So I would definitely check up meetup.com as well. Also has a real estate investing section, and they'll promote the events on there. If you want to get in the flipping side, there's also something really cool. I'm really excited about it. There's a group called My Rehab Academy. And the owner of the company, Sue, does weeknight, like 2 to 3 hour blocks, like how to sweat copper. And then she'll do weekend intensives or Saturday only intensives, you know, how to frame walls and install cabinets.
Right.
So she does like hands-on classes. But one of the things that she's doing, she just started it. It's really cool. Is she's doing a new construction in Irving Park. And she had her first event maybe 2 weeks ago with the architect. They're waiting on their plans and permits, but her plan is to do weekly or bi-monthly meetups where they'll walk the property and be like, hey, this is what we've done in the last 2 weeks.
Oh, that's cool. Everything from,
so cool, right? Everything from pouring the foundation to the final details. This is going to be like a 6-month meetup where she'll just have people come in and we'll walk through it and we can see the progress throughout the entire time and go through like, hey, we had this change order come up, you know, or the city gave us this to do. So there's people out there that do these sort of events to help educate. I think her events may be $10 or $20, which includes breakfast. So, right. You know, again, meetup.com is a great resource for these types of things. She'll actually also be speaking at the summit as well. But these are the resources that if you want to learn, it's out there to learn. You just have to be an advocate for yourself and be, you know, involved with it.
Yeah. And it's funny because I think it can be a bit counterintuitive to brokers who are listening who might be thinking, hey, that's all well and good, but how do I find investors? And typically it sort of works the other way. Whereas, you know, as a broker, if you're looking to find investors, you have to find deals. And the only way you're going to find deals is by educating yourself on how to find deals and how to run the numbers. And then what you'll find, and every investor or broker who works with investors has said this to me without exception, is, oh, the investors are easy to find. It's the deals that are really hard to find. So,
for sure.
Yeah. So don't worry about finding the investors right now. Learn about, you know, try to educate yourself on the different types of opportunities and then how to actually crunch numbers and find opportunities.
Correct. That's the biggest thing. It's a different level of response. Like the way I see it is it's a different level of responsibility than a condo buyer, right? They're going to buy what they want personally, where they want to live, you know, whether that be location wise, you know, how big the house is, what color the walls are, whatever. You know, they're really driving that decision based on their own personal desires. As an agent, it's really hard to direct someone. Like, you can't talk someone to live in a house that they're not going to want to live in,
right.
You know. But the investor side's different because they're making a very logical, rational decision based on numbers. And you have to advise them of those numbers. I actually just had a client call this morning with a new potential client. And that was a question he asked me was, have you ever gone back, right, and looked at what you projected this person would get in their cash flow? Have you ever followed up to see if that was accurate?
Sure.
And my answer was actually, no, I never have. No one's called me and told me I was wrong.
Right.
Which is good. And you know, the calls that I've gotten have been that they've rented it out more than they expected, but that's a level of responsibility that you're taking on to this investor is you're projecting, you know, what are your repairs going to be? What's your vacancy going to be? Your expenses. It's going to vary by market. He said, like, my team works in multiple locations. We're geo-targeted. And, you know, whether it's the north side, you would run numbers differently than the south side.
Sure.
Than you would in the suburbs. You know, they're all different markets with different metrics to be used. So all of that is part of learning this. And I said, you can go to these meetups. And if you ask investors, you know, let's just say, for example, you meet someone who's got a property in Irving Park. If you ask them, you know, hey, what are your expenses? They'll pretty much typically tell you, you know, hey, I'm running out of 5% repair, or my vacancy's been zero, or whatever it may be. You know, use that to help you then base your numbers off of what other investors are doing in the market.
Yeah. I mean, and again, like the investors, you will find investors once you have good, solid numbers and opportunities. Like it's, that's just not the difficult part. The difficult part is finding opportunities. And again, the only way you're going to figure out how to do that, because a lot of things never hit the MLS as well, right? That's another thing. Brokers who are wanting to learn about working with investors need to understand is a lot of stuff doesn't hit the MLS. So it's like, okay, then how do you find it? Well, there's a lot of different strategies and a lot of techniques where you can, you know, use other methods to reach out to properties that aren't on the market traditionally. And again, being able to run those numbers is all through education and experience. So if you're a broker and you're listening, give yourself a year or two to really become more of an expert in one of these areas in investing, and, you know, spend 20 minutes a day, 30 minutes a day studying it. Go to get, you know, subscribe to Bigger Pockets, go to a meetup once a week, all those things.
I would agree. Yeah. It's definitely not something you could just read one book and then learn, you know, you can't read a book in a week and then learn to be an investor overnight. It's definitely a process. And I said, committing, you know, said 20 minutes a day is perfect. That's what I even ask my clients to commit when they want to learn to be an investor. I'm like, you have to give it 20 minutes a day, put it on your calendar, you know, to be reading, right? I'll share articles with you. But the point is for you to gain your own perspective on things. And being able to run your own numbers on things. That's the goal for anyone that is going to be an investor, is to be able to make their own decision. They shouldn't be relying on their agent 100% to tell them what to do or what not to do, right? You have to educate them to get so that they get to the point where they're able to make their own decisions.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And obviously, you know, this tees up Bree's Midwest Real Estate Summit, which is coming up in June. Can you tell us just a little bit about what people who attend could expect to learn?
So the event is about 80% within the Chicagoland area and about 20% within the Midwest. And we have about 400 investors that are coming. So the investors kind of span across multiple spectrums of investing. And the event is designed to be a mid to high level conversation across, again, multiple categories. So we've got people talking about notes, raising capital, syndication, property management, buy and hold investing, marketing for deals. These are all topics that we're covering throughout the event. But the speakers that we choose for these events have been real people that are in this and that are doing it every single day, right? That's what we target. So last year we had our keynote speaker talk about how he had 4,000 units and then went $25 million in debt and lost everything and almost had to file for bankruptcy, right? How does that happen? Like, I still get chills even thinking about it. Like, I really do. I was on stage with him. I'm like, I think I'm going to vomit right here on stage. Because, like, this is just so, like, how did you actually rebuild yourself from that?
Sure.
Right. And those are the stories that we seek out, right? Not everything is sunshine and rainbows. And we want people that can portray real life examples of situations that, like, hey, you know what, this happened and, you know, I lost tens of thousands of dollars and I was able to bounce back and pivot and do this. One of the other speakers that we have coming that I love is Rosario, who runs a company called ClickInvest.
Yeah.
You know, his story of he's been in the real estate world for over 15 years of, you know, having a top company and then having to rebrand and pivot his business because the market changed. And that's something that, you know, may or may not happen in the future for us, in the near future, actually. So having those conversations, right, hearing people's experiences are really what it's all about. I enjoy these events personally because I get to learn about other things. I'm very well established in the buy and hold world, but there are so many other aspects of real estate that I don't really know about yet, or I'm still learning about. And it's great for me to come and hear, you know, like what's note investing like? I have no idea. You know, is that something that I might want to do or not? Right. What's the, you know, is that going to fit into my skill set or not? Or my investment strategy. So that's what it's all about, is really exposure to different topics within real estate and real people doing it every single day.
And just out of curiosity, since you are pretty keyed into the investment, real estate investment market in general in Chicago. Are you seeing any trends that are currently that are interesting to you? Is it harder to find buy and hold stuff? Again, I know it depends on where you go and what you're looking at, but any general trends that are worth reporting?
It's hard to look at least for me, it's hard to look at trends. I hate using blanket stats for Chicago
because sure.
Chicago is such a big market. Right. So what happens in North Center and then what happens in South Shore?
Right. Very different.
Totally different stories. And all these stats are people about, population growth and all that. It's all blanket stats. Right. It's not really relevant in every single situation. I saw a huge drop off in the market. And we always joke. We had the first week of August last year in the 2-4 unit world. We had such a solid week. I remember talking to clients like, oh my gosh, it's Christmas, and we had 7 clients go under contract in one weekend. And I was great. I'm like, great. The market's here, let's go. And we've had nothing since then. Really, it's been quite dead. I don't know what happened, but it just fell off a cliff. And I thought maybe it was because of the election coming up, but really like after the election happened, it has not bounced back. And our market is not based off of school districts like the residential market.
Sure.
Investors can sell whether it's November or June.
Right.
People aren't moving because of school districts.
Right.
So we're usually a little bit more consistent. So it's been weird. I'm interested to see what happens this spring. I'm definitely seeing a lot more opportunities coming up in the last few weeks, but it has not been a full blown regular market yet. So we'll see what happens. We actually have a economist coming from CoStar to speak at the event about the market.
Well, nobody probably has more data than a CoStar economist. Mm-hmm. So
it'll be interesting to see what he has to say about it. I'm really looking forward to that session.
And again, I can't really stress enough how useful this particular summit is because they don't allow people to pitch and everyone's got something to sell. Typically at these types of events, and they're not shy about selling their secret, formula or a piece of software or whatever it may be. But this is truly just a place to go and learn and network. So
you can check out, we've got a recap video of last year's event on our site. It's MidwestReSummit.com. And there's a 4 or 5 minute video recap of last year. And it's all about, right. The way that we see it is that everyone can work together, right.
Sure.
And learn from each other, but also do business together. So a lot of the event incorporates networking. We've got about 3 hours of networking per day built into the event, and with breakouts and different networking events. So that you get to meet people who are interested in the same things that you're interested in as well.
Yeah. And this is really the reason why we're so interested in having Bree on our show is our show is really very, we're very simpatico and Bree is very generous with her time aside from the summit that she puts together, which of course is very generous in and of itself. But Bree is on, for example, Bigger Pockets forums and also just in when people contact her, she's very generous in giving a lot of information. She's not out to sell something either. And so it's really something we're promoting. We promote heavily on the show because we want people who are listening to not only hear from top 1%ers like Bree about how they grew their business, but also to be able to find other resources other than our show. And the Midwest Real Estate Summit, yeah, you'll put a little bit of money to cover the cost of putting the conference on, but you'll learn so much that I promise people I know that have attended all rave about it. So it's a must. Must if you're a broker or any listener who's interested in either working with investors or becoming an investor or just not advancing their own skill set of investing that they already have.
Mm-hmm. So I fly all over the country to do these events. And I always learn something new, right? And that's the benefit of it. There's always something that I get to take home and helps me build my business. That I try to explain to my husband when we first met. He's like, wait, you fly, you pay for your own flight, you pay for your own hotel.
Sure.
You fly out on your own dime to these events where you essentially work for 3-4 days in a row for free. And you're I come home, I can barely talk. My voice is just completely gone because I've been talking so much. And he's like, explain to me why you do this. I'm like, because I love it. But B, I always learn something that would either help me grow my business to make more money or save me money within my business. I just can't not go.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. I think, you know, furthering education is so, so important. And, you know, this is a great place to start. So everyone who's listening, if you're in the Midwest area, you know, check out MidwestREsummit.com. And also let us know what you'd like. Now, Bria is a buy and hold investor predominantly. Gosh, how many buildings do you, or how many units total do you manage and at this point?
Just under 100 I own personally.
Wow. So this is somebody, and we didn't mention that at the beginning. So if you're new to the show, this is why we have Bri on here, because she not only is able to talk about it, but she actually lives it day in, day out, and has had a lot of success and also challenges along the way too. So this is, but in a good way, and she's willing to share those, and we appreciate that. So what we're asking the listeners is to send us your questions. What would you like Bri to cover in upcoming episodes? She comes on once a month. This is for you, the listeners, and there's thousands of you out there who are listening, and we appreciate that. And we need to know what you want. So send us a message through our Facebook page, which you can find at facebook.com/keepingitrealpod, and also our website, keepingitrealpod.com, which not only can you contact us, but it also has stream. You can stream every episode we've ever done, including the Bri episodes as well. And also please tell a friend if there's any other people out there that you feel could benefit from hearing this, whether they're realtors or just maybe investors who are looking to get more information, send our podcast their way. And I think that's a great place for us to pause for this episode, and let us know what you want us to cover next time. And we'll get more into more detail about a particular investment topic. Definitely check out Bri's Midwest Real Estate Summit, and we'll post a link to it, of course, and use the coupon code REAL for a discount just for Keeping It Real podcast listeners. And on behalf of Bri and myself, thank you again for listening. And Bri, we will see you in a month.
Great. Thanks.
Perfect.